Okay, so we left off with the third line where it says uvishaloh. That's the Shnei Luchos Habris. Hikshav b'meseches Tainis lifnei perek Torah or in Zelishono. So he's saying that if saying a korban,
why Zelishono is like Zal? It's the same.
Zelishono, yeah. That's a different Rashi tables. Okay, this is what he says. Avo parshios hakarbanos shetikun amirasam hu ki ilu hikriv korban ro'ui limnoa milamram b'shabbos afin kavanoso kikori b'torah. We don't hold like this at all. He says, also, if this were really the case, then you're not allowed to say the parsha of chatos, because you're not allowed to bring a chatos just like this. You could bring a nedavos, you could bring an ola. You can't bring a chatos, you have to be chayv a chatos. There's a Gemara in Maseches Nazir that says that there were chassidim harishonim who never sinned, right? But they would become a nazir so that they could one time in their life bring a chatos. Gemara also says you could bring an osham talui if you want. Like an adava, just because you have to know that you sinned. No, I may have sinned. I don't know, so I'm bringing an Hashem Tov. I mean,
it's like a insurance.
Like right. A, so also, can an individual bring a korban tamid? I mean, we're reading all these things. It's really taking things too far. Now, the fact is that there is one thing we do on mamash a regular basis that indicates this issue. Is there's something called the korban todah. And we don't say the korban todah on a day that you can't bring the korban todah. That's what he's basing this on. You get it? What are the days you can't bring the korban todah?
Shabbos
and Yom Tov, Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur.
Not Yom Kippur. Oh, Shabbos and Yom Tov, right?
And of course, Chol HaMoed, Pesach. We say Mizmor LaSodah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, but not on Chol HaMoed Pesach. What's the difference? Because the korban todah is the only individual korban that has chametz in it, So you can't say mizmor l'sodah on Chol HaMoed Pesach because you couldn't bring it that day. So if this is truly the liturgical minhag, so we shouldn't be saying the korbanos on a day where I couldn't bring that korban either. You can't bring an individual chatos on Shabbos, right? It's not as man kavua. The only things that you could bring on Shabbos is zmano kavua. Right, korban Pesach on Shabbos, you bring the korban.
So what about
Pesach,
like it refers to tefillah on Shabbos and asking and like what kind of things you can't say?
Asking b'kashrus is shayach for Shabbos. It's just that we don't want to give tircha to do all that on Shabbos. I give you the raya that if you started the tachonin, you should finish. But Shabbos is a day where all my needs are already covered, so I shouldn't put those things in. All right, but it's a shita that's not. It's not observed. All the Siddurim have these things on Shabbos. If there's something to be gleaned from this, it's the following. In some Siddurim, it says, after each korban that you mention, it says, Yehi Ratzon, that it should be as if though I brought this korban today. Right? That you don't say on Shabbos. But for a separate reason, you don't say Yehi Ratzon on Shabbos. We already got through that, remember? We don't say Hashem Hashem Ki Aracham B'chanu, and we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. But that begs the question, because there are some who do say those things on Shabbos.
So then why can you say Mishaberach on Shabbos?
I mean, you say Shabbos hi milizok v'fu kurva lavo. I mean, that's precisely the point. Where do you draw the line? We do this, but we say L'kayin etzor on Shabbos. We say, Tosfos says it's a minik shtus to change some of benching because some of it asks for things. Right? Look at the bracha that ends B'nei Brachma V'Shalayim Amen. It's filled with asking for things. Even the first bracha benching asks for things. So you're going to say it's Shabbos today, I don't need anything, so I'm not going to. That's shtus. Okay, let's finish. Let's do. We're up to the second paragraph. You see it? Parashios HaKabanos V'chol Mishnayos HaKabanos Shacharehem Lo Yomar Ela Bayom. Okay, that's legitimate. The Parashios of the Kabanos. And when he says the Mishnayos Achareihem, he means what starts Ezehu Makom on Shel Zvachim. You familiar with that? Mm-hmm. It's the fifth parak in Maseches Zvachim. It's a good reason to say it because it contains all the korbanos. But it's even a better reason to say it. Did you notice that the Mordechai points this out? It's the only full chapter of Shas, whole parak, where there's not one machlokas. Mm-hmm. Even Pirkei Avos says machlokes is.
Right.
Right. So there's no full parak in Shas. So maybe says this, Rabbi Yehuda says that, Rabbi Elazar says this, Rabbi Yeshua says that. Right. So it is, look inside. There's no machlokes whatsoever. Right. So it's a good way to start the day. Kavanos. Right. No machlokes. Right. So he says you should only say those by day because kavanos is only by day. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's some korbanos that have some shaychus at night. The korban pesach is, of course, at night. The mincha somer is harvested at night. Right. But the actual hakrava of these things must be by day. Right. There's a story in Tanakh in Sefer Shoftim of a horah shah where a malach tells Gidon to offer a korban at night. But as the Gemara in Tzmura points out, the Malach tells him about 15 things to do that violates the, it's an exaggeration, 8 things to do that violates the Torah. So the whole thing he did there was a violation all over, purposely. Right? So since Korbanos is at night, it says it's exactly because of Biyom HaKrivchem. So Biyom HaKrivchem means that Krav of Korbanos is only Biyom. So we should only recite the Korbanos b'yom. Ki yim b'makom ha-korban v'en ha-korbanos k'revin ele b'yom. Abo parshas ha-kior v'aparsha u'parshas trumas ha-deshen yochol lomar kodim ha-yom. V'imein l'pna yochol lomar gam ha-parshas ha-korbanos b'layla. So Mishnah Berurah concludes, right, that what would be such an example? You're on a plane and you want to say all the Korbanos because you're afraid that when you get off you're not going to have time to and whatever it is, and you have to really daven because you're having a medical procedure, and you're the first one in the day, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And you could look at sometimes in the summer, you can already, you know, dawn is like 3 in the morning, 3:40 in the morning. So you can say that this part, and then leave the. And technically speaking, you could say Pesukei Dezimra then who? There's nothing in Pesukei Dezimra that needs yom. When should be yom? Yotzer or Baruch Hoshech right after Baruch Hu. That should be by yom. That's a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid. In the Beis Hamikdash, that's where it is. The Kiyor and the Trumas Hadeshen were done before dawn.
After Alos or before? Or before?
Before Alos.
Yeah. Really?
You know, they came in to do the. I mean, they were residing. The Beis Av was already there. They're sleeping in the Beis Hamikdash complex.
Mm-hmm.
So they started to get up there. If you see the pictures of the whole procession.
No.
You know, there's a certain walk they do around the Heichal, and they all go to, you know, they do the hands and the feet together, and then they clear out the ashes from the day before. So those are, you know, there were people working all night in the Beis Hamikdash complex. If it was a particularly busy day the day before, and someone waited till the afternoon to bring some of his korbanos, and the korban tamid shel ben harbayim was still burning, so there was possibly work to do all night. On the very short nights, like in the dead of summer, some of those guys could theoretically just, you know, Gemara discusses that. Does he have to wash his hands again since he's just been working from the day before? Right. So this like very short night is manifest with us trying to daven Maariv early in this time of year, especially if you live in, you know, some place where there's very little night altogether. So we like to daven Maariv, but especially on Shabbos. A, because I want Shabbos to be longer, but B, because the Kohanim doing their work in the Beis Hamikdash on Friday afternoon, right, to fix up Friday's workings, right? A lot of those workings are Doche Shabbos, but why should I be Doche Shabbos when it's a long afternoon and I can finish it in the afternoon? Right? In the wintertime, that was not really feasible. For Haraya, no one davens early Maariv in the wintertime. You have to daven. Oh, Shabbos starts at 4:10. Let me daven at 3:20 and get again daven at daven Maariv after Plagim. Who's going
to
do that?
But essentially, wants to be in early.
Right. But essentially, davening Maariv at 3:30, let's say in December, is halachically no different than davening Maariv at 7 p.m. in the summer. Right? It's not practical. What's interesting is the Rosh says that if you're going to take advantage of Rabbi Yehuda Shita by davening Maariv early in the summer. Which a lot of people do, then you have to make sure that you get mincha before Rabbi Yehuda says you can't daven anymore in the winter.
Why? Because you take on the minhag all year round.
Yeah, he says you shouldn't do a tarta desasre in the winter this way and in the summer that way. If you're going to daven marav early, that means you have to daven mincha early. You daven marav early in the summer, you have to daven mincha early in the winter. We do that sometimes on the same day. We daven Rabbi the Chachamim's marav by davening early, and we're davening Rabbi Yehuda's min. I'm saying the opposite. We're davening Rabbi Yehuda's marav by davening early, and we're davening Chachamim's mincha by davening mincha too late.
After plow.
Following?
Yeah, I know, we both.
So the Mishnah Berurah allows it. He says if you have a place where there's a specific time for a minyan and people are relying for Kaddish, so better to daven like that than to... as long as that same shul should offer a zman minyan that straddles Shkia. Mm-hmm. Let's finish this paragraph and then I'll go. Be'erav Yom HaKippurim lo yomar parshas HaKorbanos de'bizman habayis haya asur lahakriv shum korban hanechol be'erav Yom HaKippurim de'mema'id zman achilaso. Wow. You see, the zman for achilas korbanos is the day you bring it, right? And then now it depends on what the korban is. If it's kachi kachim, you have all night, but the first Mishnah Brachas teaches us that it's only till chatzos k'dil achikudam in Havera, right? And some other korbanos, if it's kachim kalim, you have that whole day, that whole night, and the next day. Right? But Yom Kippur cuts out some of that time. Because you have to stop eating already. It's known in Chazal as mema'it ba'achilas kachim. So you shouldn't say any of these, just like we couldn't bring any of those korbanos, except, of course, the korban tamid, shachar ben abayim. So we shouldn't say any of those on Erev Yom Kippur. I don't think we want from that either. Say the korbanos on Yom Kippur. We say everything. All the siddurim have the korban. The Shabbos siddurim have the korban. Erev Yom Kippur korbanos nechon liyom v'layla shalom rav. V'yom HaKippurim yev shalayachol. Already at midnight, at Shkia Sechama, you're already cutting out. V'nimtza maybe leidei psul, av parshas ola mutter la'omra mipnei she'enu ne'echol. You could say the parsha of ola, because it's not eaten anyway, so what's the worry? Okay, stop with that. It's interesting that, you know, he quotes those who say this, but it's not normative practice. But it gives you a flavor for how much, you know, when you say a korban, because according to the Agadah, Hashem told this to Avram Avinu. So if Hashem tells Avram Avinu to do something, we should do it. How many midrashim do you have where Hashem actually tells someone, I want you to do this? Not that we know what Hashem wants us to do, it's because it's written in the Torah. Mm-hmm. I know it's a Agadah, but